Ari Rosenbaum here with another fun-filled episode of the 4Keep podcast. This week's topic, 4Keep plan sponsors say their plan is okay, but they don't really have any idea. And, of course, first things first, go to that 401ksite.com for further information on all live events. Arlington, Texas is coming up a little bit more than a month away. Arlington, Texas, Globe Life Field, home of the World Series champions, Texas Rangers, which still to this day is a hard thing to consider. Remembering Rangers teams from the past. And then, of course, Yankee Stadium, June the 7th. We got like, 10, 12 people already signed up for these events, and it's always last minute. But you can, save a spot, sign up, pay by PayPal. If you have an advisory firm with multiple attendees, give us a shout out. We can certainly do better than the $100 per head. Stadium tour. Athlete appearance. We got Jim Larritz for the Yankees event. We got Dave Alley for the Texas Rangers event. And we'll see what we're going on for next year. I got a couple ideas of where we're going to go, and we'll see what happens. So now to the topic at hand. When I was dating my wife years ago, I vouched that I had a really good credit score. And problem was is that I eventually did check out my credit score and realized that the credit card that I think it was like 29 or whatever at the time, and that credit card that my mother had opened up with me when I was 18, so I could have a credit card for school, had a $17,000 account balance. That was a problem. I hadn't used the card for about 9 years. I was using, the cards that produce miles and points and cash back and all that stuff, and my wife at the time was really upset because I made an affirmative statement without realizing that what I had said was not true. George Costanza would say, well, it's not a lie if you believe it to be true, but, I made a statement without really knowing. I assumed that I had good credit because I paid my bills and all that kind of stuff. And the problem is if you don't know, you really can't vouch for how great your credit is. Right now, I've checked my credit and I'm doing okay. I can't complain. A few years back, you should have talked to me, and I had some credit card bills and all that stuff, and it's certainly changed from that. But plan sponsors will always tell you things are fine, and really, they don't have any real idea. You have, like, for example, the bookkeeper or the employee said the plan is okay, and obviously, when you have retirement plan providers, they're trying to get new clients. They're going to, contact plan sponsors because, again, they want to increase their clientele. And, unfortunately, most plan sponsors don't want to talk about their retirement plans because they're busy. And, 401k plans aren't an exciting topic for them despite all the potential liability that goes with being a plan sponsor. We have this thing going on where, guy will ring my doorbell to sell me something, and I refuse to go and open the door. And a few weeks back, there was a guy pushing the bell 3 times, and I wasn't going to give him the satisfaction of opening my door just to tell him off. Selling solar, or who the heck knows. And solar doesn't work for me because, you're outlaying $20,000 for, seems to be, paying $20,000 for these panels, and with my electric bill, you're going to, save $30, $40 a month. Doesn't really make any sense. But, plan sponsors have fiduciary liability, so if I don't answer my doorbell to get conned by somebody selling me something, the weirdest thing was, sometimes you get a knock on the door, somebody wants to sell you steaks out of their trunk or something, because there was an excess order, or so they claimed. But, many businesses, obviously, the larger plans, you got an HR director, you got a CFO, whatnot, they're really knowing how to manage the plan. The problem with so many, small plans, you got the bookkeeper who will tell you the plan is running okay, or some other employee, and really, unless that employee has some retirement plan experience, the answer is probably insufficient because the bookkeeper, or other employee doesn't really know. saying the plan is fine is just kind of some kind of stock answer, and it's kind of like sometimes when I talk to my wife, I'm like, or I'm not really listening. And so the point is, unless the employee is a retirement plan expert, and I've worked with clients that, you had a certified employee benefit specialist on staff, they really have no idea what's really going on. And that's a fact. Unless they really have had a review of their plan provider or a review done by an ERISA attorney, they have absolutely no idea. They're just rah-rah, the plan provider off because they don't want to be sold anything. And I understand that, but the plan sponsor still has this fiduciary responsibility to make sure things are in order. Obviously, next, plan provider saying their plan is okay. And, sometimes people ask you, how do I look? And, 99.99% of the time, they're going to say you look okay. And you're never going to get that Larry David say, maybe you can improve your hairdo or something like that. My daughter's graduating high school, and you'd hear, over the years, not just with my daughter, but my son as well, how everything was going great. And you knew things weren't going great because the grades weren't really great. And, I think it's a stock answer from teachers. Oh, the kids are doing great because they just, don't want to ruffle feathers, and the kid could be the second coming of Damien from The Omen. And if a plan provider tells plan sponsor that everything's okay, I don't really trust it because when is a plan provider going to say, things aren't so good? And when they do say things aren't so good, then you know things are going wrong. But there's always an excuse. There are very good plan providers out there, and they're honest with what's going on. I've seen, TPAs admit when they've made mistakes. And I've seen, obviously, many more plan providers who make mistakes, and it's only discovered when they get canned. A good chunk of plan providers aren't going to tell a plan sponsor when things are going badly because they're not going to tip their hand that they're doing an awful job and should be replaced. Plan sponsors really need to realize that when their plan provider is going to tell them how great the plan is, they're not going to say anything remotely negative that could impact their job as a plan provider. Plan providers may have a little more confidence to tell them that another plan provider is not doing a good job. We always have those financial advisors or trying to get the TPA fired or rarely vice versa, except, sometimes those providing TPAs may, want to get some advisory work. But most of the time, plan providers don't speak badly about other plan providers. They just don't want to. They want to get along. Very, very few complaints a lot of times. And the problem is that plan sponsors really don't know the plan is not okay until it's too late. Many 401k plan sponsors really don't understand that they're going to be on the hook for liability for any mistakes that their plan providers make. So, when they're being told that their plan is fine shape and it's, this kind of false sense of security, because, if a mistake is had or discovered, plan sponsors in big trouble. I will never forget, as long as I live, that TPA was an actuary. They do a valuation report for the plan sponsor for 25 years. I've told the story countless times because I still can't believe it. They do valuation reports, gave some bad information to the owner of the company that she could merely write checks from her plan to another company because it was all her benefit, and Department of Labor said she was embezzling the money. There was no proof that she wasn't, but she was not embezzling the money. I wanted her to settle the Department of Labor. She had litigators who wanted to fight it. They ran up her bill, who knows how much they charged, and she ended up paying the Department of Labor the money anyway. And you really, you want to take people at their word, but you really can't. When it comes to the fact that you're a plan fiduciary, I try to take people at the word until I can't. But if I'm on the hook for, you know, fiduciary liability, I'm going to double check what's going on. You had a lot of people, you know, dealing with the Vantage benefits who got ripped off because Jeff Ritchie was insistent that they're, you know, he was a 316 and plan sponsors are not liable and all that kind of stuff. And let me tell you, when you hire a TPA / 316 who embezzles money, you delegate the fiduciary, you know, process to them, but you're still on the hook for hiring them. Another mistake that plan sponsors make is when their plan provider claims that, you know, their fees were benchmarked by their plan providers. You know, plan costs are obviously an important issue. They've always been an important issue, but more so since fee disclosure regulations of 2012, so plan sponsors no longer had that plausible deniability when it came to fees. It's important that they don't, you know, you can have the plan providers benchmark their fees, but you want to make sure still that they're being honest. For $95, you could buy the 401k averages book and figure out whether a plan provider is charging a good amount of money or the fees are just unreasonable. That's how I see it. And I think it's important for plan sponsors to do it out on their own. You can't take people's word on it. Again, I think that using their word or some kind of biased metric is just really a fool's bargain and it's really undermining the plan sponsor's liability and responsibility to only pay reasonable plan expenses for the service provided. Again, the biggest misnomer is you got to find the cheapest provider. No, you got to find somebody who is reasonable. You want to pay extra? Pay extra. It's all on you if you want to. You want a robust system or a robust program or website with all the bells and whistles, you can. But understand that it's going to cost you. Next, I think one of the biggest mistakes is, you know, when plan sponsors are insisted everything's fine because the plan is audited. Plan sponsors will say, well, you know, this audit, you know, they didn't raise any red flags. And of course, as we know, auditors are needed for plans usually with more than 100 participants with account balance. To me, auditor saying your plan's okay is like saying I'm healthy because I went to the dentist. Well, the dentist checked my teeth, but they didn't check everything else. They didn't check my cholesterol level. They didn't check my heart rate or blood pressure and all that stuff. There's a whole lot more things than my mouth that can kill me. So retirement plan sponsors really have this idea that an audit is some sort of plan checkup or as I do the retirement plan tune-up, and it really isn't. The purpose of the audit is really to render an opinion on the financial health of the plan to pay out benefits. So, you know, want to make sure the plan is in compliance, sure. It's really a cursory look. Sometimes the plan auditors will discover errors. And I've seen situations where the plan auditors didn't discover errors. There was, you know, a potential client years ago where 20 years they failed to include bonus as the definition of compensation. They were using one of the top four auditing firms for that audit. And so, you know, it's not what it's supposed to be. The plan audit is supposed to be about the financial health of the plan, you know, risks and threats to pay out benefits, but they don't discover every error. Sometimes they do. Quite often they do, but a lot of times they don't. It really depends on the quality of the auditor. And to me, last but not least, I only think only really an independent consultant or risk attorney can really opine whether a plan is okay or not. Most plan errors that threaten the qualification of a 401k plan are only discovered when there's a change of plan providers or there's an audit performed by the IRS or the DOL. The fact that the plan provider who caused the error isn't likely the one to discover it, disclose it. Like with benchmarking, it's really advisable that a 401k plan sponsor hire an independent consultant or an independent risk attorney, such as yours truly, so I don't have to cough, to make an independent review of the retirement plan looking at the administrative and fiduciary aspects of the plan. So only an independent consultant or a risk attorney can really tell you the truth. They're not biased. They will say how they feel, and they will give you an honest take. Only then can a 401k plan sponsor really understand whether their plan is okay or not. Because again, I think that a lot of TPAs out there. I won't say all, but a lot of them are just very, very self-serving. Things are going incorrectly. They're not going to proclaim that anything's going wrong. So that's really how I see it. But, you know, again, plan sponsors, medium, small-sized businesses, they really don't know if everything's okay. They're being told everything's okay, and they're not really taking their duty seriously. So that wraps up another edition of That 401k Podcast. Go to that401ksag.com for further information on all our events. And that's it. And of course, tune in next week for another fun-filled episode of That 401k Podcast. I have to say it, because otherwise someone's going to mention to me that I didn't talk about the fun-filled podcast. So anyway, see you next week. Take care. Bye.